Tiny City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 138. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I am Peter Maverick.
Hey, Peter Maverick.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting.
Are you healed?
Well, I'm not 100% healed, but I still have a few more days of antibiotics. But let me tell you, Matheny laid low this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's so weird. My ears are still very echoey. But I don't even know the meaning of staying entirely still and doing nothing. And
it's hard, isn't
it? Zen in the art of Amy Matheny's head. It's just bizarre. It's just a bizarre place to be between my two ears. But I really, really, really succumbed to the fact that I was not well and, you know, tried to get well this weekend. Mm-hmm. So
sometimes you gotta just, Mother Nature says, you know what, sit the fuck down for a while and you have to just go with that.
Well, and I was on all these antibiotics and all this medicine, and I had this double ear infection, which God knows how I got that. I wasn't putting my head under the water in Lake Michigan with all my beach time. Mm-mm. So I just ended up being a real, almost a straight girl. I had kind of a straight girl weekend.
Yeah. Did you like do your nails? And
no, I watched Oxygen.
Feet? Really?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. I watched Beaches. I cried.
Oh.
I watched Jerry Maguire. Cried. I cried.
I hate that movie.
I watched anything that Oxygen was airing and I cried. I don't know. I was really, that was just Sunday. That was Sunday.
So that's kind of, I can't watch that network for very long because it's kind of the same thing, just told a million different ways.
Yeah. I kind of didn't have to care and that was okay. It. I kind of wanted to watch something that I would go, oh yeah, I remember this moment, you know, and I didn't want to watch anything new. And my girlfriend was off doing a lot of work this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to watch anything we had TiVo'd. So we kind of waited till she came in. I catnapped and read the newspaper, like cover to cover, and read my Entertainment Weekly cover to cover. And I planted some pansies. That's the only thing I did this weekend. I planted
pansies.
Yeah, the cold flowers, the flowers that work well in the cold weather. I planted in my pots on my front porch.
Good time for
and
it.
And that was the only thing I did because now it's colder here.
It is.
Chilly start to the week.
It is. I had a gigantic weekend. I had one
tell
of those
me,
weekends where it feels like I had 6 days. I you know, it always happens this way when I have a Friday. And you know, my day is pretty full to begin with. I do my 8-hour gig at my day job and I love it. And then I came home and I relaxed and I went for a little bike ride. And I thought, you know what, I'm going out tonight, and lo and behold, Gary's show, the Flesh Hungry Dog Show, was at Jackhammer, so I was like, let me go there, let me go have fun there.
Cool.
So I went there, I saw the Jones, I had a wonderful time, saw so many people, bumped into Steven Rader, literally grabbed his ass and was like, oh, that's Steven Rader, hey baby.
I didn't know he hung out at the Jackhammer.
Well, I think he went to, a lot of people are coming out to see the Jones, this is really, and we're going to have them on the show.
Yeah.
in the near future. But we went there, saw a whole bunch of the handbag people I know, made some new friends, and then with this little gaggle of new friend boys, went to Boys Town and blah, 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 blah. So it just ended up being one of those days that really was like 20 hours long. Yeah. And I love those. I love those because
the new
Jackhammer,
too, is gorgeous.
It is. It's a beautiful space, and it was just a great crowd. Gary always draws a very eclectic crowd, and I like that about that show and that show format. And then turn around and I'm up at the crack of dawn for another bike ride because I have to get ready because it was my first guitar lesson. So I have
How
one...
How are your fingers? Let me see your calluses. Do
I
they
have,
hurt?
They hurt. I have one word for anyone trying to start the guitar. It hurts.
I know. It does
it
hurt.
It really, really... Like, it doesn't hurt like, oh, that's achy. Like, you know, like a sore muscle. It hurts like I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah.
But I did...
You're going to get them.
About,
your skin's going to come off. It's going to fall off. Don't get manicures. It doesn't. You want to keep
those
calluses.
No, I know. That was the thing. I love getting manicures. So I think what I'm going to have to do is get the manicure and tell them just to take away the cuticles, but not the massage rub and not the... Yeah, this is going to be hard because I'm usually the manicure whore. I go once a week.
Yeah, we can get your spoiled. Right hand done.
I never. Well,
get your right hand, your right foot. Just kind of be off balance.
No, I never do the pedicure. Okay. Pedicure is for people I'm having sex with. When people touch my feet like that, it's a little too intimate. I can't.
Really?
I get big
Makes
old wooden
tingling?
The chair. Yeah, I couldn't
do
that.
Do you really?
I can't. It's. I mean, and it's not like, you
Could
know.
Could you tape it down? Can boys tape it down if they're...
No,
if
they can't.
Wood?
They can't because you can sprain it.
Oh, dear God.
You can.
So
how
do the trans people tuck? How do the drag queens tuck?
I'll have to show you, but I actually can't. You don't tape it down like you think you tape it down. You actually push it up from where it came from.
Oh.
And then it doesn't even have a chance to expand.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah, and then there's extra pieces. You have to
push. Why are there videos? How-to videos?
There are.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
I need to borrow yours.
I don't have them anymore. there are, yeah, there's all kinds of ways to do it. I mean, back in the day, I could sport a string bikini. Yeah.
Baby, you could just push that little
and
snail all the way up in the shell, huh?
And I'm not a big boy. I'm not a small boy, but I'm fairly average sized. And you can put it all the way away. You've just got to know how to do it. That's how some of these boys and girls do it when they get out there. It's amazing. But so anyway.
Okay, sorry, we digress.
That's a whole other topic.
We always end up talking about bits and pieces.
We do. It gets down to the crotch, the urogenital region, uranal something or other.
Wow.
Uranus. So that was great. And then that was just the beginning of the day. Had my Japanese lesson, had all these other errands to run. Then my sister calls up and she says, we're on our way from Evanston. We're going to the Oktoberfest in Lincoln Square.
Oh, yeah.
So the Insane Bike Posse and I all get together and we go meet them out there. So it's me and the Insane Bike Posse. It's all these crazy people I know who ride bikes. We all get together. We're at Oktoberfest so late.
So much fun.
Look, this big giant Stein is from... Now,
from the Hüten Bar or from the Bitten Bar or from the...
Hüten Bar. This
from the Hüten Bar. I love the Hüten Bar.
Well, this was outside, but this was one beer.
Yeah.
I had six of these.
Peter Maverick. How did you bike home? Were you like swerving?
No, we were there a long time and I had a lot of bratwurst and we had this other stuff called
Lefkoe.
Yeah. It was disgusting. But I could ride my bike home. Many of the people in our group could not ride their bikes home, so they had to walk home. But it was okay. It was a good night.
Oh my God.
And then
that's my old neighborhood. I love the Lincoln Square.
Oh, it's
so gorgeous.
I used
to go to Oktoberfest all the time.
It's so nice. And it's so friendly and it's such a happy crowd and there's happy oompa 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 music. And we managed to find a table and have seats and it was just perfect. It was great to hang out with everybody. And then on Sunday, I got up early and did another bike ride and ran around and played my guitar for like 2 15-minute increments where it hurts.
What chords are you learning?
Hurts.
C?
No. We started
E-A-D?
We started with A and D7.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
Those
you
are
can
the,
play some
those
songs
are the first
with that.
Two. Yeah.
Play some Elvis songs with that.
Yeah. Well, we played a Hank Williams song and called Jambalaya.
Uh-huh.
And then another song, but I don't know who it was by. And so, yeah, we're still learning, though.
Teach you a Melissa Etheridge song with those two
with those
chords.
Two chords. That's crazy. Well, I can not really switch between them. It takes
That's
a little
okay.
bit of thought.
You're
but,
getting there.
Old Town School is an amazing place, and they have this thing called Second Half, where after you finish your class, then you go back to Second Half, where all the grades, levels 1 through 4, which is really 8 different classes, they all go in the auditorium, and they jam on the chords that you just learned.
Oh, cool.
So it was the first time I'd heard 60 guitars playing all at once. And it's actually really kind of fucking magical. I don't know why people don't do this more often.
Yeah, it's called sitting around a fire and people holding guitars and playing. It's
I was
awesome.
Like, but the sound, so many in the room, like, I was just like, wow. I kind of stopped for a minute and looked around and was like, this is really cool audio. I mean, maybe the geek in the audio geek in me was kicking
it's
it
one
up,
of the most extraordinary acoustic venues, though, too. In the world.
That little auditorium?
Yes,
oh, my
a
God.
A gem. Unbelievable.
The guy was seriously just leaning on the edge of the stage when he was talking with us. And he was basically talking at, you know, the normal voice that we're talking. And you could hear him so
it's just
crystal.
Majestic. It's
I was blown away.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So, and then on Sunday, I got to interview the Jones and hang out with them. I crashed their rehearsal and had a good time. And then
who makes up the Jones besides David Serta?
It's a whole bunch of people.
So how big is the group?
Let's see. There is the drums, Aaron Smith on drums. There's Taylor Ross on guitar. There's Jennifer Connelly, who is the second singer. There's David Serta, who's one of the singers. There's Ed Jones on keyboard. And there's a gentleman named George. And George, I'm sorry, I forgot your last name. George plays the bass. So there's actually six of them. We only had five.
Cool.
I only had five at the rehearsal space, but it's just, it was really cool. But it was one of those weekends where, you know, I'm sitting at home on Sunday night, like, what the fuck didn't I do this weekend? It was just crazy. So I'm glad to be home. I cooked a cherry cobbler peach cobbler before you came over. So that's why it smells a little cinnamon. I don't think you can smell good yet.
No, I can smell.
You can smell. It smells a little cinnamony.
I smell that you were baking. I'm sure that I'm going to be able to take a little piece home.
You sure can.
Okay.
If it's cool enough to cut, because it was like steaming hot when it came out.
We just going to talk for a long time. It's going to have to be cool. It's going to be cool enough to cut.
Put it in the freezer.
Hey, I just have to, you know, after having my, oxygen, fest day today, you know, I happened to TiVo because I can't watch award shows in real time. It just kills me. So I have to plan something to do with the first hour.
That's
so
right.
I'm watching the VMAs, right? And Britney Spears was to open the show. And I don't know for you folks out there if you've seen it or if you've YouTubed it or whatever, but she came on and I thought, okay, she's drunk, she's stoned, or she's just so out of shape that she, you know, the one thing the woman used to have was a capacity to dance and move.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she seemed like she was on heels, that she couldn't center herself, that she was, you know, deer in headlights look about her.
Very disoriented.
It was weird. It was like there would be glimmers of moments where I was like, she's going to click in. Like near the top, I thought she's going to click in. It's going to be great.
She's like missing a quarter beat. So there she'll get it.
I don't know what happened. It was a weird night all around. I thought Chris Brown really was just amazing and rocked the house. But my question is, you know, Justin Timberlake kept saying, you know, show more videos, show more videos. They don't show any videos anymore.
No, they don't. And it's one of the bad things because, you know, I can forgive that in a film awards because you can't show obviously show, you know, 5 3-hour films.
But I mean, the network doesn't show videos really anymore.
No.
You know, it's reality television bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the best way to watch videos now is Logos, New Next Now. It's a great way to watch videos.
Oh, yeah.
It's an hour and they change them up and they show really diverse indie artists and they'll show Beyonce.
They show real videos, what I would call real videos compared to, you know, just, oh, look, it's another thug on a caddy with like ass booty girls and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But you know what's just so strange is like, God, gone are the days of really amazing musical performances on Video Music Awards or American Music Awards. I mean, you know, we haven't had a moment like Ricky Martin or a moment. I mean, that's the closest one since recent memory.
No, but
or
the Grammys were really good with Shakira and What's Her Face. That was an incredible performance.
It was okay. But, you know, nowadays it has to have so much. Like, you know, where were the days where it was just like Michael Jackson, a hat and a glove? Like, we're just and Madonna rolling around on the floor. Like,
well,
we don't have those kind of moments anymore where they don't have to have 6 stages and 24 dancers on stage just and the singer is lip syncing.
Right.
You know, we don't have, I mean, I think I saw a performance by Prince not too long ago that was really fantastic, but you expect that. But once again, it's the old guard. It's the old guard who pulls it out every time.
I don't know. I think,
Kanye's
sort
coming
of
close sometimes with his,
but
gold digger performance.
He's still a little too theatrical, I think. I don't know. I think that, well, obviously seeing James Brown, and again, you're seeing the old school though, James Brown and Usher, that was an incredible performance. Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone, that was a fucking phenomenal duo.
Yep.
I think they need to do a whole album together.
Yep.
But I don't know. I think though that now we and as the general collective are so used to glitz and glamour because what are the more popular movies? where, you know, people are acting stupid or things are blowing up. That's American cinema. And those are the things that titillate visually American. So I think that
I don't feel like that was any different in the late 80s or the 90s.
I feel like it was very different.
I feel like in the 90s, we were still having Independence Day and we were still having Rambo and shoot 'em up movies. But we were still having the
indie movement come to the front. We were still having all these underground artists start to bubble up to the top. We were still having Lenny Kravitz rocking the fucking house.
Yeah,
I'm so sad he's still really good, but I miss the old Lenny where he was like a super rocker. Of course, I think if both my parents died, I'd probably take it down a notch too. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just kind of sat there and pined for, and honestly, I watched the whole thing, or I fast forward through the whole thing on 3x the speed,
right.
Because I thought Amy Winehouse was going to perform, and I think that she does something really new. But obviously, she's in rehab.
Yes.
And they were announcing that she was going to be there, but she's obviously locked up. But if she gets her ducks in a row, I'd still love to hear her talk about drinking and blow.
Yeah.
And do a performance that really is just unique and original and is theatrical, but it's not about having stripper dancers or break dancers all around. I just miss the old like Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation days, and I miss like all the things that you're talking about.
Yeah,
just,
well,
like
I do think that and this is my little prediction, that Amy Winehouse is really a one-hit wonder. I don't think we're going to get much else out of her. She's got to do She's got to do more living. She's young. She's 23, 24.
The album is so good, Peter.
But know what?
So
when
fresh.
She's out of the studio, she fucking sucks. She's horrible live.
Well,
she's
then she'll
horrible
be. There are
live.
Plenty of people who have made entire careers.
I agree.
Sade, Seal. These people are great, and they're not great live.
Sade, great.
Sade's great live.
Oh my God.
But
I was going to say, wait a minute.
She's great live. Seal is not great live.
I have never seen Seal live. I don't know.
There's a number of people who aren't great live, but
Seal's done good numbers at the Grammys, though. His Kiss by the Rose here was woo, woo.
Was it?
I was throwing my panties at the television.
No.
Seal, you can kiss my rose, Seal.
All right.
He was just delicious. But no, I totally see what you're saying, that it's turned into an effects thing as opposed to the talent. But you know what? Honestly, people don't sing and dance anymore. They just don't. They sing a lot.
Or they dance.
But
Justin's
still doing
it. JT's doing it.
He is, but the real hoofers, I mean, they're on Broadway, baby. They're not making music videos. They're real theater people. They're real theater people who are, this is an interesting thing we're going to talk about in the I hate to keep referring to this because it's not in the show, but in the interview that I'm going to do with the Jones that you guys will hear later this week, Jennifer Connelly said a really good thing. She said, when she sings, she likes to present a song. She doesn't like to sing the song.
Yeah.
And I think that's the essence of what you're saying, that people aren't presenting their music anymore. They're just either singing it or they're dancing to it.
Yeah.
And that's not enough.
I just want to be captivated. You know, Katie Lang, captivating. Melissa Etheridge, you know, when she was just the guitar, you know, in her early days, really captivating. Prince can captivate in the round 40,000 people.
Yep. Or he can captivate with like 60 people in a studio.
Mary J. Blige, you know, these are, and I guess obviously I'm talking about
Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, but you know.
Yeah, what happened to them too?
Badu's album's supposed to be, I don't know where she is.
I don't know. It's all really, Celine Dion's got a new CD coming out pretty soon.
Really?
You know, I'm going to be excited about that. It's first CD in 4.5 years. Yeah, let's get Celine
let's
on
get
the show.
Celine on the program. Oh my God, you'll be a gibbering mess. You won't be.
I couldn't do it.
I thought you were bad for Cherry Jones. Good Christ.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do Celine. I would just like sit there and I would.
So when you sing something, when you sing it like that, what does that mean? No,
I don't think I would.
You get
Helen,
a fanboy.
Helen Mirren, I wouldn't either, because I don't know. I don't know if I could interview her and not look at her. Like if I was just hearing her, I would be having so many contortions. At least I'd have to hold it together. If I was seeing her, like I would be composed enough because I would just have to be. But if it was just me and you in the room and I'm trying to interview Helen Mirren, I would be contorting like.
I'm
having
sort of
seizures or something.
Freudian, like nibbling ear.
Oh, good God.
Licking ear.
I couldn't even do it. It's killing me right now thinking about it. Couldn't even do
it. Yay, look at Amy Matheny squirm. This never happens.
I'm blushing.
She's flushing. But on the show today.
It's a good show.
On the show today, we have a really interesting gentleman on whose name I've completely forgotten. And I know you know who it is because I don't know who it is.
Rob.
There you go. Rob from Cruise Mates. Look at you. I was like, I don't know. I know he's from Cruise Mates, but it's an interesting company who kind of scopes out the cruise industry and lets folks know which cruises are good for us, good for our people, in sort of a similar way that GayWheels.com was looking out for our community.
Yeah.
CruiseMates is doing a similar thing, and Rob is going to join us to talk about, you know, he's the cruiser, and by cruiser, I don't mean he, you know, goes down the street and looks for hot people. He actually likes to take cruises a lot, and I think the takeaway from those two pieces right away that I can see is that it's that time. It's that time in history when we have industries that are serving us, that right. are looking out for us, that are saying, hey, the queer dollar is important. We need to tailor services for you guys. And that in itself is just an awesome, awesome revelation, I think.
Yeah. And to kind of know when you know, I've never been on a cruise.
I haven't either.
I like to know the skinny before I go. I'm just not free enough to just wing it.
I am. I've just never wanted to, you know. I don't know.
Wing it on a gay cruise?
I just don't like the concept of the majority of the vacation being on a boat. But after, you know, we talked to Rob and I poked around, I was like, oh, that might actually be really cool. Because there are some destinations I didn't even know they fucking took a cruise ship to. So that was kind of an amazing little detour. But yes, Rob is on the show.
And we have so much news. Yeah. This is going to be a week full of news, a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And then, as we said, later in the week, we're going to have the Jones on. So it's going to be a fun, fun week here on the Queercast. So stay tuned after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Mr. Professional
While lesser men strapped on skates and played hockey, you don skin-tight leotards and a teeny cowboy hat and learned figure eights.
Going round and round.
You practiced and practiced, hoping, knowing, someday, you'd be good enough to wear a giant puppet costume and skate in an ice show.
Welcome to the big time.
Skate perfectly and you're a crowd pleaser. Mess up and fall on your butt, and you're still a crowd pleaser. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tights. You may never wear a medal, but sequins are shiny, too.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time Magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get
some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of September 10th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Goodman Theater presents Passion Play, a cycle in three parts, a hilarious and unsettling trilogy about three small towns in three politically charged epochs who stage the historic Passion Play. Experience award-winning playwright Sarah Rule's epic that exposes the thorny relationship between politics and religion. Performances start September 15th. For tickets, call 312-443-3800 or go to goodmantheater.org.
Next Theater Company in Evanston presents the Chicago area premiere of The Busy World is Hushed by Keith Bunin. An Episcopal priest arranges a romance between her assistant and her wayward son. Faith, love, and loss collide in this provocative love triangle. The Busy World is Hushed is playing now through October 14th. Call 847-475-1875 or visit nexttheater.org for tickets.
Catchy melodies, divine moves, and gobs of hair product. Altar Boys is a hilarious, wholly inspiring musical comedy about five small-town boys. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Juan and Abraham, trying to save the world one screaming fan at a time. Altar Boys opens October 7th at the Drury Lane Water Tower Theater. Get your tickets now. Visit alterboyschicago.com.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi, this is Katie Lang. You're listening to Amy and Peter on the Windy City Queercast.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news.
The California legislature has again approved a same-sex marriage measure for the second time in 3 years, and the governor is again expected to veto the bill. The bill, AB 43, would amend the state's family code to define marriage as a civil contract between two people, regardless of gender. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will probably veto the measure, just as he did in 2005.
Washington, D.C. gay rights activist Cheryl Spector died of leukemia on September 4th at the age of 49. Spector spent over two decades recording significant LGBT events in the area and was also involved in organizations such as Queer Nation and ACT UP. She will be honored on September 29th with the Unsung Hero Award at the annual gala of the Motner Project, the Lesbian National Health Organization.
A Massachusetts man who refused to answer a bar exam question concerning same-sex marriage has dropped his lawsuit against the Bar Association and other defendants. Stephen Dunn, who scored 268.866 on the test and needed 270 to pass, contended that answering the question would have violated his religious beliefs.
In California, transsexual Victoria Arellano died while being held in an immigration detention center, and her family said the death resulted from the HIV-positive Arellano not receiving medical treatment. Arellano, who passed away in July, had been in detention since May.
The pro-gay nonprofit think tank Truth Wins Out has expressed gratitude that Christopher Austin, an ex-gay counselor in Texas, was convicted of sexually assaulting a client. Austin initially received 10 years in prison, but received 7 years probation, had to register as a sex offender, and has to pay a $2,500 fine. Wayne Besson, Truth Wins Out's executive director, said, "We are deeply gratified that this ex-gay predator is no longer in the counseling business, where he exploited his position of authority to sexually abuse vulnerable clients."
Former CNN anchor Thomas Roberts, who is now on the show The Insider, has been the subject of a blogger who has allegedly exposed the journalist's online activities. Blogger Kenneth Walsh published a teaser question about a TV insider who has nude images of himself on a gay dating website.
The first ever transgender community career expo will take place September 14th at the 17th annual Southern Comfort Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. Representatives of more than 20 major corporations with policies that incorporate gender identity protection will participate, and more than 1,000 guests are expected.
Well, Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry has confirmed that she is expecting and is 3 months pregnant. The father is gorgeous model Gabriel Aubrey. They met while shooting a Versace ad in 2005, and we already know this will be the most beautiful child in the world.
Oh, God, no, it's going to be ugly. Two pretties make an ugly.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Comedian Eddie Griffin's performance for Black Enterprise magazine was cut short after he repeatedly used profanities and the N-word. Griffin was 10 minutes into his routine at a Florida club when Griffin's mic went dead and Black Enterprise founder Earl Graves appeared on the stage. Quote, "Black Enterprise stands for decency, black culture, and dignity, and we will pay Mr. Griffin all that we owe him, but we will not allow him to finish the show if that's the way he's going to talk," Graves said to a standing ovation.
Actors Michelle Williams and her husband Heath Ledger have split up. The couple got together on the 2005 set of Brokeback Mountain. They had a daughter. They have a daughter, Matilda, who was born in October of 2005.
And that's your Windy City Queercast news.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. As we head into the fall, it is time to start planning your winter getaways. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you're thinking of taking a cruise this year. Well, many companies today want your business, and it's not just those all-gay cruises. But how do you get the facts and pick the right trip? Well, Rob Clemens, the gay and lesbian host on CruiseMates.com, he's here to tell us about a site that does just that. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm great. You know, I love that I get to say, Rob, you're an experienced cruiser. I say that to many a gay man all the time, but you truly are an experienced cruiser.
It's the real deal.
How many cruises have you taken?
Oh, a dozen, if not more.
And what do you love about the cruise experience that makes a cruise unique?
You know, going on a cruise is like going on a floating resort. I mean, every night your hotel goes with you, but every day you wake up in a whole different city. So, I mean, it's kind of it's an amazing way to see the world.
And for people who think that there are myths about, like, what do you think is the most common myth about a cruise that you would like to dispel?
That's a tough one. you know, I'm not sure.
Well,
I think
Oh, I was going to say, I think what I've heard, especially in a lot of the all-gay cruises or things like that, is that, you know, you got to have a great body to go on it. You got to look like X. You got to act like Y. You got to be like Z. And that's how you enjoy yourself.
Sure. And so, I think on the gay cruises, you look at the brochures and the websites, and all you see is these gym guys that are totally built. But, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think that that's the true case. I mean, you go on the ship, you're there for vacation. You should be there to feel good about yourself and who you are. I think you're going to see a mix of people just like you would at any gay event.
So now these gay cruises have really grown from Olivia to RSVP and Atlantis. Why do you think the popularity in those cruises that are the all gay cruises, why have they had such expansion and sending out more and more cruises now each year?
Well, I think the demand is going up. I mean, I think a lot of these companies realize that, you know, with the GLP dollars that were there, you know, we're willing to spend it on vacations and stuff like that. So I think as it continues to grow and more information gets out there, you're going to see more and more companies offering all gay cruises.
So take us through briefly before we dive into some different parts of this conversation. Take us through what actually is a cruise, because I'm sure there's a ton of people who have never even
been on a cruise.
Yeah,
who haven't
taken it. So how does it all work?
Basically, you pick a destination. Like, let's say you want to go to the Caribbean. You buy your ticket, and what that includes is your ship passage, your room, and all your food, and then your basic drinks like water, coffee, iced tea, stuff like that. So it's pretty much all inclusive except for liquor,
mm-hmm.
and of course your airfare.
And then what's going on the ship? I mean, you said it's like a resort. So what kinds of things are happening? What kinds of amenities do you have?
They have all kinds of entertainment that is included. They have stuff from Broadway shows to bingo to belly flop contest to my last cruise last week. They even had a sexy leg contest. I mean, there's all kinds of things to do for every age level.
Nice.
So what about traditional cruises? Do GLBT travelers feel comfortable on a cruise that's not an all-gay cruise?
You know, I find personally that on the straight cruises or more traditional cruises, I feel very welcome. I mean, every ship usually has a Friends of Dorothy meeting, and basically what that is a advertised group that meets either once or even every night of the ship, so you get to meet other GLBT couples or singles and even some of the crew that may happen to be gay.
And are there certain factors that you should consider when going on a cruise? I mean, is most expensive always the best? Mm. Is the most exotic always the best? Or what factors should you consider?
It depends on what you want to do for your vacation. I mean, obviously, if you pick a traditional cruise, you're going to save a little bit of money over going to a all-exclusive gay cruise. And then you have to look at, okay, where do you want to go? You're going to pay more if you want to go to the Mediterranean versus maybe Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And what about airfare? I mean, can you get package deals that include everything, or is it generally usually just the boat trip?
Generally, it's just the boat, but most websites nowadays that you could book through will offer all of it.
So tell us about cruisemates.com. Why was this site created, and what does this site do to help the GLBT cruiser?
Sure. The site was founded by a guy named Paul Morris, and basically what it is an online community for people that are interested in cruising to get together and ask and answer questions for each other. So we have message boards that you can go to and click on links. So if you have a question of, hey, what should I bring to where, or how much should I tip my waiter, or questions that are specific to GLBT, like should I put my bed together? Is it okay to kiss my partner at dinner? You know, questions like that. And then users get to answer those questions for the other people.
Well, excellent.
Now, is there a rating systems on the site for, like, this is a really great cruise, or this is the hot cruise of the year, or these are cruise liners to possibly avoid?
Sure. They have reviews by members. So, like, if you went on a cruise, you can go back and write a review saying, hey, the food was good or bad, I was treated this way. So, I mean, every time I go on a cruise, I go there and I look at the ship. Like, last week I was on the Monarch of the Seas. So I went there, I looked at the ship, okay, what can I expect? So mm-hmm. I read three reviews, so I had an idea what to expect before I even got on the ship.
So is it, do you see a lot of people traveling as couples or as groups of friends, or are there a lot of single travelers? Is there a split?
You see a lot of couples, even on traditional and gay cruises, but of course there's definitely going to be single people. And on our website, we have forums for people that are single that are looking to find travel partners so they can save the money.
Oh, so you can kind of bunk with someone.
Yeah, you could definitely. You can look for a cruising mate, because most cruise lines are going to charge you an extra fee if you travel by yourself.
Mm. So I think about, when I think about sort of traveling, I know that if I'm going to go to Europe, I'm going to bring a certain set of extras with me. Or if I'm going possibly to the desert, I know what to bring with me. I wouldn't have the first clue what to bring on a cruise. What are some vital things that you need to bring on the boat?
Dramamine.
Yeah.
That's what I would
Dramamine,
think.
Yeah, it depends on how seasick you get. But, you know, they have Dramamine on all the ships like it's candy. So you don't have to worry about that too much. It depends on where you're going. On the site, you can click on different areas, like, hey, I'm traveling to Alaska. So there's a whole forum set up just for Alaska, so you know, hey, what's some good excursions should I take? What should I pack? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty helpful, because you don't want to show up to Alaska in a pair of, you know, shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, absolutely. That would kind of suck.
Unless you're one of those polar bears and you're just going to run around naked.
You're ready to jump in the water. What about, and then this is a question I frequently have a hard time finding a concrete answer to when I'm traveling. What is it like, because I'm an internet guy, I sort of need my fix. I sort of get addicted to that. Is there, are there services on these big giant boats available for internet connectivity, or do you have to wait till you get to port, or how does that all work?
Sure. Most ships nowadays have internet cafes. Use satellite to hook up. It's kind of pricey. You're going to pay about 50 cents a minute and stay connected.
Mm. Wow.
But you can do it. That's
but
okay.
You can do it.
Just
Peter
as long
just
as you
has
can
to
do
have
it.
The ability
I
to do it.
I just got
to
have it. I got to have it somehow.
So
check your email really fast.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What done. Do you think is a good cruise for a beginner?
For a beginner, you know, probably a short cruise, something that's either 3 days or 5 days. Then you could do it for a lot less money than a normal week cruise. And if you don't like it, you didn't have that big investment.
Well, that's true.
Any particular destinations that you find, I mean, given sort of with the United States as a home base in there, any particular place that you would suggest people go to?
Sure. You know, my my partner, Randy, he's never been on a cruise. So last week we took him to the on a Mexican cruise out of L.A. And it was a Monday through Friday, and it was about $350 a person.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, wow. Space in Sacramento was pretty cheap.
Well,
let's go, Amy. Come
let's
on.
Let's go. What is your favorite cruise that you've been on?
You know, I love the Caribbean. I think that's the best place in the whole entire world. They have cruises out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, and they go Sunday to Sunday, and I think that's just the best place to go.
Oh,
and do you particularly like a certain type of ship or a certain liner that you enjoy?
Bigger the fancier the better.
Spoken like
a has the rock wall on top. I'm happy.
A rock wall.
Wow.
What does that mean? Like you do climbing?
Sure. You know, Royal Caribbean has rock walls on top of their ship. So at the very, very tippy, you can climb all the way up the top, ring the bell, and look down and be frightened a bit.
That's so exciting. What do you think is one of the most extravagant cruises that you've heard of that has either catered to the GLBT community or would be a traditional cruise that a gay and lesbian people would feel comfortable being on, or like the dream cruise?
There are some companies now that offer, they're more like yachts. They're not quite as big, but they're, you know, they start out at about $4,500 per person. So you pretty much have your own private suite the whole entire time.
Oh, wow.
And where would those travel? Those would travel to, where would those travel? Would they be able to travel anywhere or?
All over the world. I mean, some of the destinations stop in Egypt, some stop in, you know, London, Russia, Tahiti. I mean, it just depends on, you know, anywhere your heart desires.
Well, it's pretty exciting, and I think that it's definitely the time Peter and I are discussing traveling together. We're
yes,
not sure
we
if it's going to be by land or by sea, but see, you've given us a great resource with cruisemates.com to check out and find all of our information. So if you are looking into options for taking a cruise, you're a cruise novice, or maybe you're a very experienced cruiser, mm-hmm. as is Rob, go on their site, become a member, and start putting your tidbits and your advice on what you've done, the traveling that mm-hmm. you've been on, because I know every trip I take now, I really use the internet to try to get a bird's eye view and also comments from people.
Opinions. It's a good resource.
It's so helpful. Absolutely. So the website is cruisemates.com. You're going to want to go to the main page and click on the gay and lesbian content link, and we will have that directly linked on our website. And Rob, I thank you so much for being on with us.
Hey, thanks, Amy and Peter. I had a fun time.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.